if you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance to the next town, you might say to somebody,
how do I get?
No, if you knew the right road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you just didn't know how far it was, you'd ask.
Oh, what's the distance?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby to somebody, or calling attention to something, you might say, you'd say, you're pointing out something
over yonder.
Oh. No, if you're just pointing something to somebody, look over yonder, or...
Yeah,
don't look there.
Look over yonder.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to know how many times somebody does something, you might say,
how many times,
or
how often did you do it?
Okay. If you're going to agree with somebody, if you're agreeing with somebody about something, you might say, he says, well, I'm not going to do that, and you want to agree with him, you say,
I agree with you.
Or you might say, me.
Yeah, me and you.
Me
like that, would it be right?
I don't know, I'm just trying to get your answer to it. Me, neither, okay.
Well, you could say me and you, but I'm trying to give you the most correct and proper word.
Yeah.
Over there and over yonder, wouldn't sound the best.
Wouldn't sound the best?
Which one? I imagine yonder would sound better than over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And going across the bay or going over the bay.
Yeah.
You see, now, with you, now which one, I'm asking you, which one is the best, your best English on it, over or yonder?
Either one with me, it doesn't matter, I hadn't even thought about it.
I thought it was...
Both of them expressed the same thing.
Same thing, but yeah. I thought one was more proper than the other. Well, if it means the same thing, well, that word is all right in there, over yonder.
Yeah. Now, if you've carried a heavy suitcase a long way, instead of saying I carry it, you might say I towed it.
I towed it.
Okay.